This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years. But at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
Hawkeye Steel, located at exit 44 off Interstate 55 at Mount Olive in White City, is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Visit them about metal sidings for roofs, sidewall, and interior liners, miscellaneous surplus items such as shelving, air compressors, and more. They also are a steel warehouse for angles, channels, flats, pipe, tubing, and more. Come see their portable cattle sheds. They can custom make livestock buildings to your specifications. Call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in the news on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 698 up, or excuse me, that's down 3.25. July wheat trading at 699 down 4.75. May corn now trading at 642.25 down 3. July corn trading at 622 down 2.5. May soybeans trading at 1424, up a half. July beans trading at 1372, down a quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 701.25. That was up 9.5. July wheat ended at 703.75, up 11.75. September wheat ended at 711.75, up 12. May corn yesterday ended at 645.25, up 5.75. July corn ended at 624.5, up 6.25. September corn ended at 550.5, up 3.75. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1423.5, up 19.5. July beans ended at 1372.25, up 27. And August beans ended at 1308.75, up 23.25. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 414.30, up 84. July oil ended at $400.10, up 95. August meal ended at $373.90, up 85. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $49.77, up 59. July oil $49.48, up 58. August oil $49.17, up a half dollar. May oats yesterday ended at 394.5, up 4.25. July oats ended at 388.5, up 4.25. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices, they ended higher on Thursday afternoon. Stronger wheat values were supported by technical buying at the Board of Trade and the concern with how much damage was done to the western wheat crop due to freezing temperatures. Corn was given a boost from weekly export sales figures and the sales announcements this morning by the USDA. USDA announced the sale of 240,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn to an unknown destination and 300,000 tons to China. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 10 cents stronger at 640 to 656, while soybean bids were up 21 to 24 cents at 1417 to 1439. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted those shell corn bids 6 cents stronger at 642 to 657, and soybeans advanced 27 to 30 cents at 1442 to 1457. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 5 to 6 cents at 633 to 669, soybeans gained 16 cents at 1440 to 1461, and wheat bids up 12 at 696 to 712. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 17 to 27 cents at 1467 to 1482, with basis steady to 10 cents lower today, ranging from 95 to 110 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis up $8.40 to $13.40 per ton higher at $4.29.30 up to $4.44.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 6 cents at 664 to 669, with basis steady at 40 to 45 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids 6 cents stronger at 653 to 660. Basis ended steady, ranging from 8 to 15 over the May. Soybeans up 20 to 21 at 1453 to 1470, with the basis steady to a penny better at 30 to 47 over the May. New crop wheat bids on Thursday ended 12 to 13 stronger at 706 to 707, with basis steady to 1 cent better at 2 to 3 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 cents stronger at 649 to 650. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by a dime, with quotations at 1463 to 1464. Soft red winter wheat ended 9 cents higher for the day at 725 to 726. And Milo 3 cents higher at 629 to 630. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 494 up to 516. New crop soybean bids range from 1168 to 1176. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 494 up to 513, new crop soybean bids at 1174 to 1189, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 499 to 516, new crop soybean bids 1173 to 1191, and the new crop wheat in southern Illinois for June, July 13 delivery, those bids range from 674 up to 702. That concludes our grain market report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 88.97, up 37. June hogs ended at 91.82, up 82. July hogs ended at 92.02, up 60. April cattle yesterday ended the day at 127.60, up 67. June cattle 122.90, up 82. August cattle 123.72, up 82. April feeder cattle yesterday ended at 134.02, up 27. May feeders 142.20, up $1.10. August feeders 152.15, up $1.52. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you, and this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 34 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $74.85 to $80, with the weighted average carcass price of $75.26. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 lower, with light demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 39 to 43, 4 to 5 weights 41 to 46, the 5 to 550 weights 45 to 48, and 550 and up 47 to 50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from $49 up to $54, with a few at $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,295 head. Greenville Livestock Auction opening report for April 24th, they had receipts of 638 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 123 to 131. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 112 to 117. And choice slaughter heifers 123 to 130.50. Now from the walnut sales opening report for April 25th, they had receipts of 409 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers and bulls traded mostly steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 124 to 127.75. Choice slaughter Holsteins 109 to 113.75. And choice slaughter heifers 124.25 to 126. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at 197 to 203. And heifers on a dress basis were trading right at 200. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 346 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $87.33, which was 83 cents lower. Excuse me, that was 83 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, choice values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $190.54, which was steady, and select carcasses were $184.50, which was 31 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, which compared to 119,000 last week and 121,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 421,000, which compared to 420,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. Now from Real's weekly hay auction at Congerville for April 24th, they had receipts of 1,667 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares traded from 6.25 to 8.50. Good quality small squares sold at 6.75 with the large rounds at 150 to 155. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares traded from $7 up to $8.50, and alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares were $7.50 to $8.50. Orchard grass premium quality small squares ranged from $7.75 to $8, and mixed grass good quality small squares at $7.75. The large squares were bringing $87.50 to $97. And the fair quality large rounds at 5x5 sold for 90. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 169 unchanged. For block cheese, 186 down a half. For barrel cheese, 169 down 3.5. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1760. A penny above Wednesday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April and May, $6.43. Corn delivered to Scottville for April and May, $6.38. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.55. And for May, $14.48. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $6.91. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.43, corn at Scottville $6.38, beans at Scottville or Greenfield $14.55, and wheat at Scottville $6.91. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies later today with a chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 60s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, again a chance of showers, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light southeast winds, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature under partly cloudy skies, 43 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Don't you just love the sound of a powerful deal on a John Deere tractor? It's deer season at Sloan's, and that means it's a season for tractor savings. Our 1023E tractor starts at $11,296, a great value for features like twin-touch hydrostatic transmission and our legendary John Deere reliability. Start saving and do more. Visit any of Sloan's 17 Illinois and Wisconsin locations, online at Sloan's.com, or like us on Facebook.
Powered up with Sloan's. 6:24 on this Friday morning. On Thursday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade, and he gave us the latest.
Well, we're seeing a little bit more upside with soybeans kind of taking the lead here, and soybeans quickly pushed to double-digit gains, in fact, up over 20 cents in some contracts, and a lot of it's speculative. We've been we traded up toward the top of the descending channel on the charts there a couple days ago, could not push through it, so we saw a sell-off. And it's ironic we did that because it came at the same time that internationally recognized Oil World from Hamburg, Germany, was warning about tight global soy meal supplies because of logistics problems in South America. And so I put out to my readers in Market Sense and on Twitter, this is just about charts. The charts are telling them to sell, so they're selling. And this morning we get cancellations of China soybeans that China had bought. So what do? We rally up over 20 cents because they were still responding to the fact that the cash market is tight, the fundamentals are strong. We're going back up to test the top of that channel.
You know, the logistics problems that you mentioned in South America, that has been going on for years, hasn't it?
Well, it really has, and Brazil is making tremendous investments in its infrastructure, trying to catch up, but it's going to take time. And they could probably do okay this year if it wasn't that the whole world's depending on them. But the very fact that the U.S. is running out of soybeans, we have many exporters at the Gulf terminals who really aren't even offering soybeans for sale because they can't originate enough farmer sold soybeans in order to load a ship with soybeans. So most of the soybeans that are being sold or shipped are going through the Pacific Northwest, coming out of the northwestern Midwest where we had a larger crop.
Also, I think another factor may be the weather, in that it may be causing some farmers to change cropping plans from, say, corn to soybeans if it doesn't dry up.
Absolutely. Now, I've had conversations with traders that keep saying, oh, Arlen, it's not the three I states, so it doesn't matter. But it does matter. We were going to get, according to USDA's survey, we were going to get an extra 1 million acres of corn out of the South, spread out across the states of the South. Many of those acres didn't get planted because it was too wet. Farmers in that area now worried about, well, if they plant it now, it'll pollinate during the heat of the summer since the heat reaches that area sooner. Then you look at the northwestern Midwest where we knew we had a heavy snow cover, and when it melted, we were going to have probably near-record flooding. But it stayed cold, so the snow didn't melt. Now, all of a sudden, we're having the flooding a month late. We just hit flood stage at Fargo today. They probably will peak out around the 1st of May, maybe at record levels, and that river will be 50 to maybe 60 miles wide when it reaches those levels, and then it takes a long time to go down. It's a slow-moving river. Once it does recede, it's another 3 weeks before they can really get field work done in earnest. So they're switching out of corn. We could lose 1, 2, maybe even 3 million acres of corn in that northwestern area of the belt.
And that'll affect the entire crop and the numbers that they projected for later this fall.
Yeah, exactly right. And I was asked by another broadcast earlier today, isn't the corn market responding to that? And I said, because the fund managers Many of them have penciled in massive ending stocks estimates for the next marketing year of 2 to 3 billion bushels. And that's because they look at how much we shrunk demand this year. They're failing to recognize how much that demand has got to bounce back. We need the big crop. And until they see evidence of that bounce back from USDA, they're going to be reluctant to believe that. We saw the first evidence of it this morning with China making a massive new crop corn purchase between China and unknown destinations, which is probably China in disguise. Over 21 million bushels of new crop corn purchased, just like they're making large purchases of the new crop soft red winter wheat, trying to restock their shelves because they're so low.
Boy, that sounds just exactly a classic case of counting your chickens.
Yeah, exactly right. And China has been really trying to get by because we had such a tight crop and global supplies are so tight this year, and they're very anxious to try to restock those shelves because their need for feed is strong and getting stronger each year as we go forward. Bird flu having an impact in the short run, but that's not going to last forever. They know those feed needs are coming back.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The spring planting season has been the total opposite of last year, according to USDA meteorologist Mark Bruceberg. With flooding in the Mississippi River Valley and cool weather slowing planting and crop development in other areas, Mr. Bruceberg says many farmers will experience more challenging weather in the coming week.
We're looking at warm, dry weather in the west, eastward into the central plains. We're going to have cooler than normal conditions along the southern part of the country, say from the Gulf Coast up to the Mid-Atlantic region, and also in parts of the far north along the Canadian border, say from the Dakotas eastward through the Great Lakes region. Rainfall is expected to be above normal from the Great Lakes region to the Mid-Atlantic and down through the southeast, and also in parts of West Texas and neighboring locations in New Mexico.
That was United States Department of Agriculture meteorologist Mark Bruceberg. Despite issues like the global economy and trade barriers, U.S. meat and poultry exports hit a record high in 2012, and that helps keep domestic demand for U.S. soy strong. During the past year, U.S. poultry, egg, and pork exports exceeded previous records set in 2011 for value and volume. Increasing these exports reinforces demand for U.S. soy because animal agriculture is every U.S. soybean farmer's number one customer, using nearly 98% of soybean meal consumed here in the United States. So United Soybean Board farmer leader John Butler of Dyersburg, Tennessee, says this is an important issue for all soybean farmers.
We want to add value, and if we can raise that animal here, then process that animal here, and then ship that value-added product overseas, that effect is tremendous to our national economy.
Poultry is the biggest customer of U.S. soybean meal. The most recent statistics show poultry consumes nearly 13 million metric tons of soybean meal each year, which represents the meal from 601 million bushel of soybeans. Pork exports last year almost reached 2.3 million metric tons, valued at more than $6.3 billion. And egg exports reached more than 274 million dozen, valued at more than $263 million. USB Audit and Evaluation Chair David Hartke of Teutopolis discusses how meat exports benefit the soybean industry.
Every time we export meat, we're exporting soybean meal through the meat product itself. In Illinois, for an example, we've got a higher basis on our crops because the livestock is throwing that demand out there for the soybeans, the soybean meal, and corn, and high waters raise all boats.
For more information on the United Soybean Board, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. On the Saturday Farm Show, the first of a two-part series with horse trainer Lori Cerny of Michigan. In the first part of the series, she will have tips on preparing horses for spring vaccinations. Ms. Cerny has about 40 years of experience training horses and has many interesting tips to help ease the process of those vaccinations. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning about 6:05 on FM 106, Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. The official markup notice has not been issued, but House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas says the committee will mark up the 2013 Farm Bill on May 15th. He says they'll start with a draft that is essentially the 2012 document with adjustments because entities like the Office of Management and Budget and Congressional Budget Office have rescored some of the expenditures and savings. But in the end, he expects the Ag Committee members will stick to the principles they agreed upon last year when writing the Farm Bill. Congressman Lucas says there will be choice, savings, and a safety net for all crops in all regions. Recently, China's bird flu incidents closed the live bird markets around the Shanghai region and South China. Cases spread to other regions such as Beijing and Hainan. According to a recent report issued by the U.S. Grains Council, which shows the effects of the closings and reduction of poultry inventories will reduce feed consumption in the poultry industry. However, if consumers switch to pork instead of poultry, poultry sector losses will be offset and the net effect on feed demand reduced. United States our U.S. GC China Director Brian Lomar says this is because hogs are less efficient converters of feed to meat and use a higher proportion of energy feeds. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service will provide $35 million of additional funding for the second year of the National Water Quality Initiative to farmers and ranchers in 164 priority watersheds. Last year, the NRCS provided $34 million to farmers and ranchers in 154 small watersheds. Through this initiative, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is piloting its new water quality index for agricultural runoff to help landowners determine how water quality improvement will be impacted by alternative conservation systems. State water quality agencies and other partners will also be conducting in-stream and watershed-level monitoring to track quality improvements in many project watersheds. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. As we close in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 6.97 and a quarter, down 4. July wheat trading at 6.98 and 3 quarter, down a nickel. May corn trading at 6.42 and a quarter, down 3. July corn trading at 6.22, down 2.5. May soybeans trading at 14.24 and a half, up a penny. July beans trading at 13.72 and a quarter, and that's unchanged. Reporting on this Friday morning, I'm Randy Prangy.